This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
So this is one of these big-time tennis guys at a tournament.
Yeah, what was this? Something Novak?
He's like the number one guy in the world.
Yeah, what's his name?
Yeah, he is. And he takes Novak? A ball. Yeah. He takes a ball, and he's like, you know, it's like a throwaway ball. And, they usually just send it over to one of the ball people. And he kind of half-asses, hits it with a racket, and it hits this girl. Is it a girl or a boy?
It was a woman, yeah.
It was a woman. And he's the number one seed, Novak Djokovic.
Novak. There you go.
And he hits her.
Ugh.
But he runs over there and says he's sorry.
Yeah, but I think you're not supposed to do
she's,
that.
She's hard selling
it, too. You can't kill somebody and go, sorry.
He didn't kill her.
No, I know. But you can't,
she hit the deck.
No, I know, but you can't do something to someone and then say sorry and make it okay.
What, is she an elderly woman?
Yes.
Yeah,
was
she's
she?
Got...
I don't think she... That's
an elderly fall.
Dan, that...
that's an old lady fall.
That's an old lady
that's
fall.
That's an old lady fall.
That's Djokovic's got $100 million fall is what
I
it
mean,
is.
I mean, I agree. If you're on the court, you need to keep your eyes open.
I don't even know that would really hurt you.
Oh, sorry. Oh.
I mean, come on. I mean,
ball in the throat?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I could see why. I don't know. Maybe
Lummy,
we should try
can we ball in the throat, yeah?
Yeah, if you can.
No, you can kill someone like that.
Okay, never mind.
You're not going to. Shut up, Anna. You don't run
you
things
can.
Around here.
You if you hit
kill.
Someone in the throat, their throat will collapse with enough force.
Lummy, come here for a second.
Dr. Dan? Give me a racket and a ball. Lummy, stand over there.
Lummy, I'm just going to throat punch you right now. Come here real fast. Just come here.
Don't.
Was he mad at her?
Come here, Lummy.
Oh, this is really happening.
Come up here real close.
Oh,
look.
My God, I don't know.
Ready? Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Like, that didn't do nothing to you.
Nah, he didn't fall down like an old lady.
What's the old, it takes like, what, is it 5 pounds of pressure in the hyoid bone?
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Hit her in the side of the face.
Yeah, and she bumped out.
So,
the deal.
He got kicked out, and she took a spell.
Look at this. Bam. Now, if she does a press conference tomorrow, she's like, I can't say.
It's going to sound like Stephen Hawking.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx two-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now.
You know, if a football player like bumps into a ref, he gets kicked out of the game. You know, even if it's like accidental, just
he does?
Brushes up.
No,
you can't touch officials and stuff.
No,
yeah.
You don't get kicked. First of all, you could take a ref out completely if it's unintentional. And
well,
and nothing's going
to
happen.
If you put a beat on
you.
The guy, if you put a beat on the guy, then of course you're out. But if it's like in the play, and this is in the heat of the battle, kind of.
No, it's not.
No, he was hitting the ball in frustration. Yeah. That's why he got in trouble. Because he was like frustrated and he hit it and he smacked it. So there's rules
like,
about that.
It'd be like a guy that did something bad that took the football and threw it at a ref. That's basically what happened here. And they would get ejected.
That lady's
happened.
Been getting death threats too by his fans.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, like it was her fault.
Well, she didn't kick him out. Isn't the lie the
Yeah, it was not her
the
call.
Guy that sits in the lifeguard chair. He's the one that kicks people out.
Exactly.
The lifeguard.
The whistle.
Yeah. By the way, Anna, Scout and Big Gulp sent you some of those really kick ass protein deals. Protein candy bars. And I already opened them up.
I was like, when did they get here?
They got here late Friday.
What?
They got here late Friday,
what?
I was here late Friday.
Can I watch you eat them?
I
please. I have nothing.
I took them home.
You took them home?
Yeah.
I was gonna say because there wasn't anything around here for packages.
Robin Urban's.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah, those are good.
I got a whole case of these back at the house.
Oh, nice.
Those are nice.
I brought a couple in today.
But they were for me.
And Scout and Big. Well, it doesn't say to whom, but it says enjoy your gift. Enjoy your gift. Show.
Okay. Well, that's Scout for everybody. Then I don't feel so bad.
And if it would have said aunt, see, this is what we're going to get into today, because even there's going to be some of these packages that we open up today that says specifically Anna.
Yeah.
And you know that you're on package probation right now because you started cutting shady deals, just like Vince had to start, you know, closing all the boys that are doing Cameo down.
Yep.
And I'm going to, you know, maybe I have to do the same.
Well, I
give you guys all these freedoms and stuff. Start cutting these deals. Dan's probably got free mud flaps for his fry from somewhere.
No, because I remember a very valuable lesson, and that was the Calta lesson, the cowhead lesson. When you, the moment you sensed that he was trying to sort of outmaneuver gifts and stuff and perks.
Well, I didn't do a good enough job now, did I?
I thought the council lesson was don't cheat on your wife in the tour bus.
Canned his ass.
I thought the council issue was, you know, make sure your sex tapes are secure.
Yeah.
You know, I've learned a lot of lessons from the Calta deal. But the number one is in like 2000, we go to the WWE, WWF. And maybe this shouldn't have bugged me, but you know
what? No, it definitely should have.
But okay, from you, I know how you feel. But we'll ask Blitz and Seth and Lummy and Anna. It's your show. It's the Seth Kushner show.
I've heard the story.
And the WWE give you front row tickets.
Yeah.
For you and your son to go, four of them, and they're for you, Seth. And you take them, and the tickets that you give me are fifth row. And I flipped out.
Was it him and Pete in the front row?
Him, Pete, and yeah, like him.
Yeah,
Pete.
No, that's not. That would not fly.
He took the good tickets and gave Bubba the bad tickets.
Right. Yeah.
And is there anybody that would be equally as mad as I was?
So what was the fallout?
Blitz, would you? I mean, you know.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
The fallout is I fired him.
Oh.
And he was stealing stuff from the prize closet and guitars and all this kind of stuff. Brad Hart hated him anyway. And it just, you know, and Hatley was available. And so it made a lot of sense. And it was the right decision. But that was the beginning of it. So
do you think you still would have had all the success that you had with if Calta was still with you and not Brent?
No.
Really?
Brent was single-handedly my liaison into the opportunity that we got with Howard.
What just being like 98 Rock when you were crushing it back in the day and all that? I mean,
did you ever thought that maybe it's me?
No, that's what I'm asking you. That's what I'm asking.
I don't think
I know you appreciate your cast, but I'm saying like you, Brent, Manson, Spice, you had something special going on. If that was replaced by somebody else, do you think you would have been able to have the same kind of success that you had?
Brent opened doors that Calta couldn't fit through.
I think that my success would have been, I think it would have been equal had I had different people, different situations.
That's fair.
I do think that Mike was very, very talented, one of the best parody guys. I don't know that I could have ever had a better parody guy. Brent was, I mean, they all, and Spice, oddly enough, was really, really good at being on the air and bouncing off of me.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I would have been bigger or if I would have not have been. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know what you even asked at this point.
Just asking if Calta would have catapulted you to, you know, being the next big thing.
No.
Probably not.
No. Okay. He can't even catapult himself into getting syndicated.
It's a lot to catapult.
Calta, you would have got catapulted to being at the next big thing.
Right. Well, and here's the deal, man. Like, I've been working on our YouTube channel. We're at like 35, almost 36,000 subscribers now. And there's currency in that. Like, you know, in another year or so, as radio continues to fail in some instances.
Decline, yeah.
And companies get absorbed and spun off and just... It just radio is going to change a lot in the next 24 months. And if you're a radio personality and you rely on going to one radio station in one market and at their facilities and doing a 4 or 5 hour show, you better have some type of infrastructure built outside of that little bubble. If you don't have a YouTube channel or a Patreon channel or a Twitch channel or a network or a downloadable
podcast
or a downloadable, you know, some type of downloadable model. I don't know if you're going to be in radio 2 or 3 more years from now.
But Bubba, if these people haven't started already, they're already screwed. I mean, even if they're listening to you and they're starting their digital deal today.
Oh, they're done.
They're too late.
This
is like this is something that you should have built a long, long time ago.
Mostly. They don't have the facilities, and secondly, they don't own their content. That's the number one thing. Mm-hmm. They don't own their content, and any content they produce now is just going to get it sucks, but two, it's just going to get lost up in this. Everybody is trying to do that.
Well, when you want to take the radio show, which is, you know, what's radio had over podcasts or most podcasts for a long time, is just the quality, you know? And when you all of a sudden now you've got every radio guy that's still doing their show from Zoom, which is what every podcaster can do, and they have the same equipment, like you're what do you have to offer? Then you want to say that you have the local angle to offer people. I mean, that's fading fast too.
Especially during the pandemic, you can't like go out to events or anything.
Yeah, there's no events.
There's right. No events, there's no concerts, there's no way to really generate any revenue whatsoever.
So, you know
it's
what?
Over, baby.
As much as you've made fun of me and as much as you've made fun of you're on a video game, it might end up being where everybody should have gone. Because if you didn't go there, it's kind of impossible to start building it now.
Yeah. All the WWE people came over and they got booted out.
Yeah. And so, like, I've been working really, really hard on our YouTube. I'm trying to build up our YouTube world. Comparable to our Twitch. Our Twitch world is just unbelievable. And I'll continue to offer a whole bunch of great new stuff over there. We got Clem's Clubhouse with Reverse K coming. We're doing the fantasy show with Seth on Sundays. I'm going to continue to do 199s. I think Dan might do a 198 monthly.
September 18th, baby.
So there's a lot of different things we're offering over there. And then on the YouTube deal... I'm offering some stuff and some of my stuff that I do off the air, some of my life, if you will, over there, including one that I'll be taking down later today, and that is me at the gym. But, I mean, the Bucks have 63,000 subscribers, and they're one of only 31 NFL teams, and they got probably 10 people in their video department, and their video department, oh, my God, the production value, like, it's slick.
Yeah.
And they got 63,000. I'm going to hit 40,000 by the end of this year.
Honest Dusty Vag with 1,000 bits.
And so, I mean, that has a value to it that takes a long time to procure, and we're way ahead of the game. And I'm really, really excited about where we're headed. And more importantly, the industry is, I wouldn't say in trouble, but in 24 months from now, think the industry is going to take another look at us and say, wow.
Yippee-o, Brando, 1,500 bits, lum-lum.
The entire industry is going to have to take what we do in some of our digital currency, if you will, and start to take a long, hard look at it in a different way. And so, I mean, I just feel really good about where we're headed. And I think that regular radio's in trouble. I don't know of anybody locally that has built what we have. Seth, you know the radio landscaping better than I do within Tampa and, you know, the various players. And I don't know, from Orlando to Calta to Ron Diaz to everybody in between to Mason, I don't know that anybody that has the ancillary outside of terrestrial radio foundation that we've built. I don't.
No, not definitely not from a YouTube point, not from a Twitch point at all. I mean, there might be people that have more Instagram followers, but yeah. That's probably about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm late to the Instagram game, but I mean, Instagram, and there's ways to make money, but you have to have a lot. You have to be 100,000 plus person.
How do you monetize Instagram?
Hootie Shiloh, 1,200 bits.
You have brands that sponsor you, and then you do like a they pay you
product
per
placement
ad.
Kind of deal.
Okay,
yeah.
It's they don't have an algorithm that can pay you based on a pre-roll or anything like that. At least,
like YouTube, like if you have like so audience. Many views, so if you have like so many views on YouTube, you get paid, but not on Instagram.
No, I think you have to cut ancillary deals with brands.
And yeah, because placement. You have such okay. a huge market. If like 200,000 people are looking at your every post, you know, brands want to get in on that.
And I don't even know who brokers that. Like, do they have brokers that do that?
Yeah, you know, you have big companies that
people,
do that.
People reach out to you like in your DMs and stuff, and.
Say, hey, Seth Kushner.
On a low level, that's how it starts, yeah.
Seth, you got like, what, 30,000 on yours?
What, my Instagram?
Yeah.
No, like 9.
Oh, I thought you were at like 30 or something.
No, on Twitter I have like 20-something thousand.
I have
but,
zero.
Yeah.
That's a bad topic.
Well, your ex-wife used to get paid to do posts like that back in the day.
Who, mine?
Yeah.
She did?
Yeah.
Don't start with me, Blitz. Don't start with me.
Toes?
What? No, like bathing suit companies, remember? They would pay. You talk about it on the radio.
Oh.
They would say, hey, we'll pay you X amount of dollars to wear this bathing suit, make
Twitter
a post.
Destroyed us. That was, well, one of the things.
The other thing was the thermos.
The thermos. Hootie's thermos.
That's a destroyer.
Hootie's thermos. It didn't destroy us. It just, no.
It was a big dent.
It dented us.
Debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High-interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything.
Oh, yeah.
I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. TheNewDealShop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. TheNewDealShop.com. Promo code Bubba. NHL has announced the sixth straight week that they've had zero positive COVID tests. The NHL's got it down. I got to tell you, they brilliantly orchestrated their getting back into season and now making it, you know, they got it now down to four teams. And I got to tell you, they did it the right way.
They did. Well, I mean, the NBA is doing it. The NBA is not quite, you know, as far along as the NHL is in the playoffs, but NBA is doing it right. MLB finally looks like they have a handle on it, although that could break out at any time. And then the NFL, they've been testing, and NFL's been coming up clean every single week as well. So I'm sure guys are going to get it during the year, but
yeah. And how many people have gotten really sick from it, though, in any of those professional sports? Zero.
NFL season starts Thursday. Patrick Mahomes taking on the Houston Texans?
Yeah, Deshaun Watson just got a 4-year, $160 million extension himself.
He did?
Wow. Yeah.
That's chump change compared to what Mahomes got going.
Yeah, but Mahomes is locked in.
He went and bought a part of the Royals.
Scary, great, 1,000 bits.
Mahomes is locked in for life. Deshaun Watson will get another contract, so he'll make that money up.
How about the kid from Baltimore? Has he got a new deal yet?
No, but he's going to get a
He'll
big
get
one.
One next
he's
year.
He's got to put something. He's got to have back-to-back years like that.
Now, so what are the Bucks have announced? That the first two Bucks home games will be fanless. Now, Dan, does that involve people that own suites? Or?
Fanless, completely fanless. No suites either.
No suites. Nothing. And so then
Dad's pissed.
And these aren't just the first two games. These are the first two home games.
Right.
Right? Yep. So they're saying the first home game that may be attended would be the Packer game?
Maybe.
Yep.
Maybe.
I think that whatever the third game is, 100% there'll be people there, whether it's just the people in the suites or whether it's club level, but 100% they will start getting people in that stadium. And I agree with DeSantis. They have to because the Super Bowl's here this year. So how are you going to not let people in the stadium? And all of a sudden, what are you going to do for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, the town that's hosting the Super Bowl, you've got to set the precedent that you can put fans in there. More so than anybody.
Yeah, you start off small and work your way up. You got 8 home games to kind of figure it out this year.
Dan, I know everybody and their brother. Who runs, in the Diaco family, who runs the box? Steven?
Steven does.
Steven.
Because we do it with Rob.
It's half Rob Elder, half Diaco.
Yeah.
And I'm good friends with both, but I will rest assured I will not be asking you to attend any games.
Except the Green Bay game.
No.
Come on.
No, I don't want to go. I want to watch it.
Okay.
I mean, you know, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm trying to be real.
That's the game I was trying to offer to you.
But if you were asked, would you go?
Nope. Because one, somebody would probably enjoy it more so than me. And I really
How could anyone enjoy a Packers game at one Buccaneer at the Buccaneer Stadium with Gronkowski and Tom Brady
and Aaron Rodgers farewell tour?
And no one else allowed to go. You'd be one of literally 5,000 people in the stadium. You wouldn't want to do that.
Well, now that you put it that way.
No, but
it's going to be VIP, VIP.
If you get the invite, you should go.
But okay, maybe, perhaps. But
it'll be like you sitting next to whatever dude Aaron Rodgers is dating. But, I mean, that's how exclusive it's going to be.
Is Aaron Rodgers...
People think he's a closet homosexual.
Watching it in my newly built, freshly remodeled apartment with my 80-inch TV, I mean, that's a pretty damn good experience with my testicles hanging out and being able to eat what I want.
Watch the away games that way.
Bubba, here's the thing. I understand not wanting to go to the games. I mean, the suite's a different experience, but it's much better watching it at home. But I think for you and Aaron Rodgers, I don't know the next time Aaron Rodgers will be back in town playing the Buccaneers. It's going to be Rodgers versus Brady, and they're going to replace Rodgers in the next year or two.
So you're saying might be the last time that I can ever maybe see Aaron Rodgers
as a Packers quarterback
in this particular,
cheering for him is like cheering for Clay Aiken, but that's okay.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Now, and you know that Dan, I have gone before, and I will not root. I won't wear my Packers stuff.
Well, that's cool.
Well, no, it's
They'll
not.
They'll be able to hear you.
Because your dad really does consciously keep score. He does. Yeah. And out of respect to your father, if I did go, I would wear
a Bubba shirt.
A Bubba Army shirt or whatever. Maybe even my Bucks shirt. And I will not, as soon as Aaron throws a 48-yard, I will not be that guy.
That's cool.
But I don't know that I even want to go.
But you don't have to be overly
messed up,
cautious and masked up
but,
or anything.
But here's what I'm thinking, Dan.
Have fun.
Here's what I'm
thinking.
Have
a beer. You don't drink much.
I don't drink. Here's what I'm thinking, Dan. Because the parking is what's the worst.
He's got a pass, though.
Nope.
But hold on,
we
Dan.
Park close.
You can even, I don't even need a parking pass because I'll come to the radio station here. I'll park my car here and then I'll take my moped over there and I can drive on the sidewalks, literally park where the motorcycles
They'll
park.
Shoot you this year.
Well, just so you know, motorcycle parking is not up front.
Bubba, now that Brady's here.
They have a motorcycle lot.
Well,
yeah, it's not fun anymore.
We're about bicycle parking.
It probably is.
Okay.
Moped counts as a bike.
Yes, it does.
It does?
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
It does.
Oh,
for
come
pumping,
on.
It does not.
Are you sure?
Yes.
It counts as a bike blitz when you're Bubba the Love Sponge and you know all the Hillsborough County guys up there. Just telling you.
Bye-bye. By the way, there's going to be like 15 people in the parking lot, so they'll be easy to get.
Yeah, you know, you could literally not have a parking pass and park closer to the people that got parking passes.
Exactly, exactly. They'll be parking on the side of the street.
And Brady found out that we posted that footage of him and Dion playing catch, and he said if Bubba shows up on a moped, shoot him on sight. So
they said
that's what's happening. Yeah,
he took 18 clicks for my TB12 deal.
Oh yeah, and when we get to 13,000 on Instagram, I got another video that I'm gonna let eat.
But Bubba, he's going to literally hear you yelling his name.
How great is that?
Aaron! Can I bring my megaphone?
Not Aaron, I'm talking about Tom.
Aaron, it's Bubba. Tom, it's Bubba. Remember, I was with Dion and you. Put that video up, cousin.
Can you imagine if he turns around and just throws a football right at the box?
It's funny. It's funny because over the weekend, an umpire kicked a general manager out of a baseball game from a suite.
That's ridiculous.
He was in the suite yelling, I guess, about balls and strikes, and the umpires stopped the game and threw out the guy. He was he's like the only one in the stadium.
I can't believe it.
Back in the day, they could never hear that guy. Right. Now they can because there's nobody in the stands.
Right, so the umpire threw him out.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah, the Nationals, right?
Yeah, Joe West.
The Rays are on fire, though, are they not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They dropped two, though.
They did?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're like 30 games ahead.
Yeah.
I mean, they're ahead of the Yankees by, I think, four games.
No, it's way more now. The Yankees are slumping.
No, is it?
Go ahead, Blitz.
Sorry, that's the same guy that got thrown out. Basically, he got thrown out because he wasn't wearing a mask, right?
Well, they were trying to say, I think as the commentators were trying to work through it, they were trying to see why. I guess you could get kicked out for wearing a mask, but I think the general idea was that he was yelling, and that's what obviously caught the attention.
That guy looks. Hold on. That guy at the plate looks. That guy looks thick as hell. Look
and
at
mad.
Him.
He looks mad.
That guy looks like. He looks like the guy from. He looks like. God. Who,
Carl Weathers.
Omari Hardwick. Look at that guy.
He's a babe.
Easy.
And it's not even the umpire. It's not even the home plate guy. It's second place Willie.
Well, then Joe West. He's one of the biggest umpire dicks in baseball. So then
wow,
he comes
somebody's
up.
Getting kicked out. Hunter Wendelstedt sees somebody in the upper deck. On the second.
Man, don't you umpires think that maybe you're not quite paying attention to the ball game at hand when
second.
You're worried about people in the second deck?
He's not wearing a mask either.
Call security.
That's real.
We got one fan.
Somebody's been ejected. Either Joe West or Hunter Wendelstedt saw it. And
now, who was the person that got ejected?
The GM of the Nationals.
The guy's supposed to be there.
Mike Rizzo.
Yeah, Mike Rizzo.
Security to be called either in the second deck or
third. This wasn't like a security guard that had gone rogue. This is Mike Rizzo, the GM.
How do you call security? Is security even allowed to come near you?
You're not allowed to yell about a call?
Third deck.
And how does security kick out the guy that's like third in charge of the whole team? Look at this guy.
By himself.
Hey, I like this guy.
Yeah.
Whoever this Joe Rizzo is, I like him.
He's by himself.
We'll wait for you.
It's like, I'm the GM, bitch. Go ahead and kick me out of my own ballpark.
I mean, look at that.
Mike Rizzo.
And Mike Rizzo isn't even going, who, me? He's like, come and get me, bitches.
He is. He really is.
Is he not?
Yeah.
You know, some people be like, oh, Zoinksville, it's me. I'm so sorry. Mike Rizzo's like, hey, I'm Dark Match Goldberg. Come get me,
right,
bitch.
Like, I'd go get lost in the stadium or something,
yeah.
You know?
You'd just run, wouldn't you,
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
to like a storage unit and be like, nobody would catch me.
He starts tripping.
Well, he's telling
the club here in Atlanta.
Well, I think it is. It might be the way he was yelling back.
He's there all by himself. Why does he need a mask?
And as a general manager, man, you want your GM there, watching the ball game, assessing your talent, looking at the other team. Like, this is what GMs do.
Well, he's a president also.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically his team that he's fielding.
It's like kicking out the Glazers for yelling too much at a football game.
I mean, isn't baseball slow enough? And now we're stopping a fanless game to kick a guy out.
One guy.
One guy.
Well, he's all by himself. I will tell you that.
He's in the suite.
He's the only guy
hanging out drinking a bottle of water, and he told the guy. Hey, umpire, hey, four eyes, what the hell? That was a ball, not a strike, you son of a bitch.
Well, Joe West, the umpire, said, I wouldn't take it from a player. I won't take it from the manager. If it was Donald Trump, I'd eject him, too.
Oh, shut up, Joe West.
But I'd still vote for him. That's what he said.
You're taking your job a little too seriously there, buddy.
Our cameras can see.
Dear honey, I'll be home early. Get that little schoolgirl outfit ready.
And if they're going to ask him to...
Hello, security. Whoa. Yeah, this is Joe West. I want to let you know that the bald-headed Iggy McGillicuddy-looking guy up there that's on a cell phone, he's the GM. Go ahead and get him right on out of here. Oh, but sir, he's our boss. I don't care. This is Joe goddamn West. I can kick anybody out at any time.
By the way, talk about a power play. I mean, that's an umpire just to...
Being a dick.
I mean, the fact that umpires still have that power in sports, willy-nilly throwing somebody out.
That's like 400 feet from the plate.
Yeah.
Because of a mask and there's nobody around him, then that's the height of silliness, in my humble opinion.
Now, if it's the mask request, because was he catcalling the guy's decision?
It was both.
Yeah.
He's by himself in that box.
So it probably was the catcalling, but he used the mask to try to cover
his
umpire.
Correct. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
That guy's mask was like a girl with too small of a baby suit.
You might want to get a mask that fits. You go down to the locker room, we got some big boy masks, you son of a bitch. You're so fat, I can see your fifth and sixth chin. That's why you can't see the ball for the strikes, because of your fatness. Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. If you didn't know it before, well, then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50 plus free shipping by adding the code Bubba. That's BUBBA. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now. And then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. Vince McMahon reportedly now has, which I don't know how I feel about this, he now is not letting any of his superstars do cameo. Well, I'm really mad about it because I'm not going to get my VIG on the Matt Riddle deal.
You got till the end of the month.
And he's not letting him do that. And I don't think they can be on Instagram.
No, I heard
I'd
it was,
like to see the original contracts. That just doesn't seem fair
I
to
heard
me.
It was Twitch, YouTube, Cameo.
The well, ways to monetize your image without having to kiss the ring of.
Here is Lana. Now, Blitz, I've watched this, and it's in a, and she's in a bikini. That's the extent of it.
Okay.
I don't know if you can play it or not. She's doing an endorsement for Bang Energy Drink.
They're saying this is what allegedly got Vince McMahon all fired up to put the policy in place.
This is also an example. Yes, this is an example of what he doesn't want.
And I kind of get
be
it.
An influencer?
This bang energy is so... I mean, any chick that puts a bikini on Instagram is a bang energy influencer.
So what I'm saying is... But what I'm saying is this.
You're a White Claw influencer.
Does Vince now... Does Vince now not let you do Instagram? Not let you do, like...
Well, and how does he treat people like The Rock who aren't under contract but still come back every now and then and do some things?
Well, I think there's a whole other category of
that's
that kind of guy.
Yeah.
I think that's
not, I mean, that's not cool.
I think he, I think Vince McMahon, from what I heard in the call or whatever was sent out, that he owns all, he owns their whole likeness, he owns their character.
Yeah, that's standard.
Yeah. So,
but they're independent contractors, and so he's caught a lot of crap with regards to you can't have the best of both worlds. You can't retain people to work for you as an independent contractor and not let them go out and do stuff like
but
that.
How exactly. But Vince McMahon, who's trying to keep, like, I understand the guy is trying to keep his billion-dollar business intact, and he wants to make sure that these characters stay characters, right, and if they're doing all these different...
Well, I think he wants to get his VIG. I think he wants to be able to control all this so that he VIGs it out.
I think it's more control than VIG, but I'm sure he wants the VIG as well.
Yeah, I think it's control. I mean, yeah, now on social media, you can see what every single one of your people are doing to make extra money, and maybe some of it's harmless, but I could understand why he would want to get a little stronger foothold on it, because I've actually been surprised. It's been a free-for-all.
They can Instagram in support of social justice of not making money?
It said... the news comes in light of the former presidential candidate Andrew Yang calling out Vince and the WWE over its questionable classification of WWE superstars as independent contractors, despite being able to control which platforms they appear on, such as Cameo and Twitch. This has long since been a sticking point within the company. So, you know, it's like, okay, you don't want to pay our health benefits.
Right.
You don't want to pay, you know, taxes on our employment. You want us to, and, you know, they have to, by the way, they have to pay their own travel.
That's right.
All of that.
Independent contractors, hugely different than being an employee.
And so if you're an independent contractor, I got to think that you should be able to go out and cut your independent bang deal.
Other deals, whatever you need to.
You know, like, and now if I am totally an employee of WWE and you're paying my health benefits and you're paying the, you know, like the things that... that companies do, then you could probably
lock me up. That would be like saying
Vinny
LeCavier can't do, you know, when he was playing a thing for Elder Ford and make a side deal. Of course they can. Why can't you make a side deal during the season?
Most of those deals, though, have to go through whoever they're working for.
But they don't get a piece of it. They have to approve it, though. I don't know that they have that approval.
Here's the thing. If they were so upset about this policy going into place, if they made so much money off these third-party deals and they made more money than the wrestling deals, then they would just walk away from being an independent contractor and go, I'm just going to do...
But they need the wrestling deal to make them
Because if they're no longer a wrestler, then people don't care about their third-party deals.
Right. So that's why Vince is like, he wants to get a handle on, I think, what some of these people are doing. Bubba, I'm surprised, like, when Matt Riddle first started coming in here, I was surprised that he could just come in here and not run it through WWE.
Like that's changed.
Right.
That's changed.
But I mean, like,
His Cameo deals changed too.
I totally get that. But like, to me, I was like, wow, he's just coming in here. Like, I feel like WWE should know that, you know?
It's 100% contract driven. Whatever the contract says is what controls. And
I think Vince started looking at what these guys are making on Cameo and stuff
Twitch.
Like that and started saying, whoa, that would be like me. You guys may have me on as the person that signed you up when I get a little VIG on the deal, but for the most part, I wouldn't stop you guys from doing. I'm almost reverse of this, and I've asked you to go out and do. Right?
Like, yes,
I'm reverse of this.
We're hoping that now that the wrestlers are off Cameo, that maybe there could be some scraps for the rest of us because business has been slow lately.
I did notice this weekend on Facebook. There was Facebook ads for Cameo, and a lot of them were for Ric Flair and like the old wrestlers.
Yeah, where Vince can't tell him what to do.
Yep. I noticed that a lot.
Blitz, I don't know. I think I've watched this Lana WWE bang energy. I've watched it. I don't think it's a problem at all.
She got Rusev kicked off of Twitch for a day because she was wearing a bikini poolside, and he got banned from Twitch for it.
Who did?
Rusev, her husband, who is a wrestler, and now he is just a Twitch streamer. Well, I think Milo is his name.
Blitz, I mean, maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I'm going to play it. You watch it. If we can play it again, I'll replay it if you want to show it, okay?
All right.
First time, don't show it.
Perfect.
Watch it. So this is an example This is Lana on.
These are so bad. The product, like, horrible. Yeah, the product placement so bad.
So this is Lana, and she is promoting Bang Energy, and she's in a bikini poolside. And she's just drinking Bang and, you know, being hot.
She's being a slut sipper.
She's being a slut sipper. I like it.
That's what she's being. Porno.
Sports Illustrated's more provocative than that.
Yeah.
So, Blitz, that's...
I mean, it was dumb.
All right. Yes. So, if it's you want me to play it again, I could play it again, because I don't think that there's anything wrong with it at all. But this is an example of what Vince had a problem. One of many. He had problems with the cameo. He's got a problem. But the Lana Bang Energy Instagram deal was one that specifically Vince brought up that he had a problem
with. If you notice, people use a lot of the wrestlers, the majority of them, use their real names on Instagram.
Yeah.
But still, we know why the people are there.
Here it is again. This is...
Oh, I'm wet.
This is the same one?
Yeah.
It's a different one.
No, this is totally different.
No, I think I picked it up from the middle last time.
Oh, right there.
So.
No, that's a different video.
No, it's not. It's the same.
Yeah, you're right.
It's the same. But thank you for being a credit. Lana, WWE, don't need anything else. What's your favorite thing? Bang Energy, energy drink.
So is he upset that they're making money, or is he upset that the content's risque, or is he just upset both. They're doing it without his authority?
I think all three. And there's probably a four or five.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
They wear less than that when they wrestle.
I don't think it's that. I just think it's that
they're making money.
It's one of his people.
I think it's Mr. Krabs. He's got to get me going.
Yeah, I think he's trying to stop it before it gets out of hand.
But I got to say, the Bang Energy thing, it's not like it's Pepsi or Coke. Like, Bang Energy is very, like I said, any girl on Instagram that puts on a bikini could be a Bang Energy girl. So, I don't know.
I don't think that's true.
And Bang Energy is not that good unless they want to sponsor us, in which case they're the best thing ever.
Right. WWE's latest edict is sure to stir up a controversy across the entire industry, as Vince McMahon is notorious for ruling with an iron fist. Throughout the modern era, WWE has prioritized marketing its brand over individual talent, which has allowed major shows like WrestleMania to sell out, blah, 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 blah.
Dana White kind of did the same thing. You remember when there was a period of time where everyone had 15 logos all over their shorts?
Yeah.
And then he took that under control and said, nope, you're all going to wear UFC shorts.
I get it. I really do.
I like that he did that. I don't mind that he did that. I mean, I just know that a lot of young fighters, they would literally get money that they would not get from the fights by, you know, you get a grand here, $2,000 there, and, you know, on your shorts, you end up getting $15,000-$20,000 for a fighter who may only get $30,000 in the real fight.
See, Bubba, and you know that the digital world, it's a free-for-all, so WWE might be trying to build up their Twitch and their YouTube.
I think they are.
And then they see their guys and like, wait, one of our wrestlers has more followers on YouTube than we do, or you've got somebody that's streaming to 5,000 on Twitch, and they go, wait, we want that.
Matt Riddle told me that he bought his brand new dirt bike from his cameo money. Vince probably heard about that. He goes, my dirt bike, God damn it.
I think you're going to still be able to make side money, but look, these guys get merch deals. They get paid very, very well by
WWE.
Do they get merch deals?
Not really.
So there's a news today. They're saying that a few of the superstars are saying that if they're going to have to quit that, then WWE needs to pay them more to make up for it.
Yep, because they don't make that much money when they're on the Matt Riddle.
And some of them, like Paige on Twitch, changed her name to use her real name now.
I was going
to
say, is that a loophole?
Right, and that's... Well,
so that you can.
She plans on continuing to stream, but there's rumors that WWE may tell her not that she's not allowed to do that either.
Even if you use your real name, you're not using the likeness.
John Cena is his real name, and they still own,
they own some likenesses and some real names as well.
Okay, yeah. I see.
These people have a moment in time to take an opportunity to monetize their image, and they should be allowed to do it. In my humble opinion,
I'm sure they can. And they'll get fired from WWE.
And Vince is like, okay, you want to be Matt Riddle?
You want to work for us or you want to get on cameo? What do you want?
You can be Matt Riddle that lives in, you know, Ocala.
Let's see how this plays out.
Or you can be Matt Riddle, SmackDown roster deal.
Look, they'll say, what they'll do is they'll be like, hey, you want to do YouTube stuff? Do YouTube stuff for us and we'll cut a deal for you.
Right. I guess
you
know, all,
just some points.
Yeah.
All of WWE contracts owns the real names as well as likenesses.
Mm. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
They all sign that deal.
That's some dark stuff right there.
Well, you don't have to work for them.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, you know, you're a guy that.
You have no other option.
You have no other option for the most
part. Your life away.
And, you know, he's
well,
like,
they made you. You wouldn't be who you are without the WWE, so.
And vice versa. I think The Rock has contributed a little bit. I think, you know, a lot of these people have contributed immensely to the WWE.
That's different energy. Levels.
So WWE owns trademarks, service marks, copyrighted works, and or distinctive identifying marks, legal names, ring names, nicknames, likenesses, personalities, characters, signatures, props, gestures, routines, themes, incidents,
gestures!
Dialogue, actions, gags, costumes, parts of costumes, accessories, crowns, inventions,
no
championships,
doubt.
Titles, belts, and any other items.
There you go.
Wow. There's but it doesn't say original name, did it?
It does.
It did.
They have no wiggle room. They have no wiggle room.
Legal
room.
That's your screwed.
All contracts say that.
So Vince will probably end up doing like a cameo, WWE cameo.
I think cameo is probably toast. I think cameo is probably a bad look for their superstars.
I agree.
But I think Twitch and YouTube will still be
so
viable.
WWE will probably go cut, you know, Twitch and YouTube deals.
Yes.
And then aggregate their talent through them on those. Where they get a money and the talent gets a portion of what they bring in, but not near the level of what they would get.
So
supposedly
the rumor is this all got started from Vince McMahon being mad that AJ Styles revealed on his Twitch stream that he tested positive for Corona and didn't go through Vince. He did it on his own.
We should have had that on SmackDown.
Is that right. AJ Styles?
So that's what started.
Okay, well, see, that's, you know, I get
and
that.
And Vince is afraid that sensitive information might get leaked on these third parties, which wow. makes, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, how many of his wrestlers have had, I mean, not to bring up a sensitive subject, but a lot of his wrestlers have had sex tapes that have been released in the last year or so. So as far as just leaked cell phone stuff.
Just with this COVID thing, though, I get that. You don't
you
want
to go right
your,
to the sex tape and
talent.
Wrestler, didn't you, buddy?
No, I'm just telling you, Paige had
I really
one.
I like to stick one in my back when you
no,
can.
No.
You I've brought your thin wiener out and you put it right on my face.
Oh,
what you did.
Acorned you.
It's laying nice at 4.5 today.
You acorned me.
No disrespect. I'm just saying, Paige, there's been people that have had one, you know? So I could see why. It's only going to get worse.
But like if the MLB had a player just go out and tweet, oh, I'm positive, that would not go over well with Major League Baseball.
Yeah, but
so I get
cares?
That. I mean, with that kind of subject matter, it affects the league so immensely. Mm-hmm. You can't just drop that kind of thing.
And you know, talking on Twitch and stuff for hours at a time, they're going to get used to saying stuff. And Vince is afraid that, you know, people are going to start releasing sensitive information.
But if a guy is a couple hours on Twitch or YouTube or wherever, then it's no longer that big a deal to see him on for a 15-minute match on Raw or SmackDown.
That's my favorite guy. I'll just cheer him $50 rather than buy a pay-per-view.
See, but here's the thing, Bubba. A lot of these guys were smart, and they're kind of like radio guys in the sense that, okay, they'd go, all right, we're wrestlers. We don't know how long this is going to last, so we want to start doing our YouTube thing, or we want to do a podcast thing, or we're going to try to make money on Twitch. And now they started getting their backup plan ready, and now that's getting taken away. And it's like, hey, you're going to have to just be a straight-up wrestler.
It's like all these local guys who don't own their own intellectual content, and they can't really, you know, get any of the 10-year archives or anything they have worth of crap and repurpose anywhere because, you know, iHeart, Cox, Beasley own it. You know, except for my stuff. We're one of the very few. Remember when Howard freaked out, Blix?
I remember that. I was part of that. When you told him you owned everything, and he said, what?
I go, I own everything. And he goes, I had to pay $6 million to CBS to own mine. And I go, I own it all. Everything.
Yep.
He's like, no way. I'm like, yeah, way.
Yep.
And I still own it.
True
story.
Like,
it was like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah, it was. Me and Howard.
No way.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your Lazy Boy. you'll get the same doctor-recommended FDA-approved hair loss treatment. But Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps, it's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to keeps.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's keeps.com/POTUS. Keeps.com/POTUS.